since I've been in the hospital these last two times, she really looks after me. I mean, calls.
Uh-huh.
You know, if I'm not out, if she don't see me go get my paper, she'll say, "Miss Terrell, I didn't see you go get your paper. How about Robert bring it to you?"
Oh, that's nice. If you can't swim, you better not go in the water or you might
drown.
Okay. And you might say, just last week somebody
drowned.
Okay. And in fact, many people had in the same spot.
Drowned right there.
Okay. What does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
Okay. And you might say, that sure would be a hard mountain to
climb.
Okay.
I've climbed them.
You have. Where have you climbed mountains?
Well, there's two or three pretty high ones in Arizona.
Uh-huh.
And I climbed about halfway up Mount Hood in Oregon.
I'm impressed. Have you ever been to Mount Scott in Oklahoma?
No.
It's not very high.
But, there's some high mountains in Arizona.
We're going to climb some in Tennessee next week. I hope. Mm-hmm. The Appalachian Trail goes through where we're going to be, close to where we're going to be. You can get on that and just climb the hike ridge.
Yeah. And we went to, I forgot what mountain it was now in Arkansas, but we climbed up beside that mountain.
In Arkansas?
Uh-huh.
Up in the north part?
Uh-huh.
My grandparents used to live up there in the northwest corner. There's a little big town called Rogers. I don't know if you've been to Rogers, but Rogers is pretty. It's real pretty. Up north of Fayetteville, you know.
They have what they call Manzanita. Manzanita Bay is in Oregon. But what's this? Out from Arizona, out from Flagstaff. And you look right straight up, and they have ladders built up on the side of that mountain. And you go up there and go in, and that is a thick, heavy rock goes extends way back.
Yeah.
Although it's flat back in there, too.
Yeah.
But you can go in and out of adobes where the Indians lived up there. And there's places where they'd still, where they'd have fire and cook on fire, you know, and there'd be old tin skillets and pots that they'd cook in.
Yeah, I've heard of places like that. I've never seen a place. But
and I picked up a Indian pot that they made out of, you know, clay stuff. You've seen them.
Yeah.
Indian pots and things. Uh-huh. I've got one up there. I didn't pick it up there.
Uh-huh.
But I gave Mavis my, that one had a little handle, and you could tell it had been used.
Huh. That's neat.
I picked it up in that I forgot the name of that thing. We had a picnic.
I know.
It was just beautiful.
I wish I could see some place like that.
But I will tell you right now, when you scale that mountain looking right straight up, it is. Right straight up, just like putting a ladder up that wall. You feel like you're going to fall backwards.
I can do without that, thank you.
And then when you got up there, getting off that ladder into this hole that went into room.
Yeah.
And then when you come back and had to back down there and stick your feet and behind out first, and oh gracious, I forgot I was on this thing. And come down that ladder, it was frightening.
The Indians probably did it every day, you know, three or four times a day.
Oh, yeah, it's just.
What kind of childhood games did you play when you were a kid?
Hopscotch and Ring Around Rosie.
Uh-huh.